Customer segmentation. Customer segmentation is one of the core functions of CRM. Segmenting a market is sound practice. It enables you to develop a deeper understanding of your customers and discover their motivations. A customer segment is a grouping of customers who have similar needs or requirements. Broad customer segments might include industrial, institutional, government, and consumer types. Industrial customers might have different groupings based on their priorities. Some industrial customers will value short lead times, while others will value low price the most. Consumer segments are often divided further into market segments, which could be based on customer demographics, purchasing history, or even profitability to the organization. Once specific customer segments are defined, their needs and priorities are defined. This may involve different product positioning, quality versus price, for different segments, and thus possibly different product designs, different services, or different packaging. This may in turn lead to changes in how supply processes are designed. This is discussed more next. After that, some common categorization criteria for defining segments are addressed. Segmentation and design of supply processes and products. The customer segments that the organization will try to win over and the product parameters that the organization will allow have a strong influence over which manufacturing environments, for example, make-to-stock, processes, and types the organization will use. Organizations may choose to have multiple products and processes that can satisfy segments with very different priorities, or they may choose to specialize in one type of customer. For example, they may develop a brand name product and a generic equivalent to satisfy different types of customers. This leads to another important decision for products. How many product lines should the organization have, and how many product variants should there be? The answers to these questions relate to profitability and market share, as well as production feasibility and inventory costs. Different product lines may enable marketing to different customer segments, and thus potentially increase market share. Having multiple lines of products will complicate production and often increases inventory costs. The net profit of each alternative needs to be studied, and the business model will propose the alternative that should generate the highest profit for the organization after all costs and complexities are factored in. In today's markets, few products are just products anymore. Rather, they are product service packages. Related services that manufacturing can influence include lead time, product availability, responsiveness to changes in customer orders, and shipping options. Organizational policy will control some additional services, such as availability of trade credit, the returns policy, and product servicing availability. Providing different service levels in some of these areas might be enough of a differentiator to satisfy different customer segments. This might mean different targets for customer service metrics, such as percentage of time items are available versus on backorder. The decision could be based on the cost to the customer if a stockout were to occur. Another way to vary product service packages would be to allow some customers to have more flexibility in order timing than others. As is the case with having multiple product lines, building more or less flexibility into operations has a cost that needs to be accounted for. Categorization criteria. Identifying criteria for categorizing customers allows you to provide the right kinds of differentiated services to each segment within the total customer base. Customer segmentation does not need to be complex. In addition to the traditional demographic or customer attitude methods, some of the most important methods for customer segmentation are based on profitability, strategic importance to the business, special needs. The customer relationship management approach can then be differentiated to align with what is important for each segment. As seen in Exhibit 3-4, there is overlap between each of these ways to segment customers. We will address the impact of that overlap as we introduce each segment. Exhibit 3-4. Differentiation based on customer segmentation. Profitability. Understanding a customer's profitability can help identify when to tailor an offering to a particular customer. For example, a customer that purchases 10 cases a month would not receive the same treatment and volume discount as a customer who purchases 100 cases. Pareto analysis, or the 80-20 rule, is used to determine the most profitable customers. The 80-20 rule demonstrates that the top 20% of your customers generate close to 80% of your profit, while the bottom 80% generate only 20% of the profit. This is just a rule of thumb, but actual results often are close to this level. This analysis is fundamental to understanding who the strategic customers are, how they are different from key customers in standard accounts, and what differentiated treatment they could receive. Often the more profitable customers receive differentiated treatment in the areas of volume discounts and priority attention from sales and marketing staff and other functions such as product development. The needs of customers within the profitability segment may also be impacted by the other two segments: strategic importance to the business and special needs, strategic importance to the organization. Customers in the strategic importance segment have considerable leverage with respect to their suppliers' overall volume and/or profitability. They may even have enough leverage that they can impact whether the customer stays in business. These customers may overlap with those that are part of the profitability segment. Even if there is overlap, there can still be significant differences between the two, including the amount of leverage and the ability to impose terms and conditions. Manufacturers and service providers may find themselves financially vulnerable to customers in this segment. As we move to our third customer segment, special needs, there may also be overlap of customers, special customer needs. The special customer needs segment has unique requirements that must be addressed in order to retain their business. Some of those needs and the corresponding solutions an organization must provide in order to retain their business are listed in Exhibit 3-5. Organizations must be very cautious in who they place in the special needs segment. The solutions may be expensive to execute. The investment of time and money in meeting the needs of these customers must be justified by their profitability.